Empower user of the peak with the new function design to enhance efficiency. New function update on November 1 Stone 2023 add a recurring document creation feature to the user interface 1.1 include the ability to insert email content when generating approval status document 1.2 enhance the capability to assign different description in document for each document creation cycle 1.3 implement automatic document duplication for recurring documents introduce the function to connect with external system such as Shopee, Lazada, especially for businesses with multiple stores modify the format for adding and displaying product image in the product menu add the ability to specify purchase discount and selling prices on the product information test introduce a data spreading button for addresses when copying address information into the program 1 add a recurring document creation feature to the user interface.For businesses that generate recurring documents automatically, whether it's invoice, receipt, or expense record, to help reduce the time spent on document creation and minimize repetitive tasks, user can specify the information as follow. 1.1 include the ability to insert email content when generating approval status documentFor businesses that generate documents and have configured the system to automatically send documents via email, you can specify the information to be sent to customer, including the email subject and the content of the email. 1.2 enhance the capability to assign different description in document for each document creation cycle. When automatic documents are generated,User can customize description for each document cycle, which can be based on factors such as the frequency of document generation, the document creation date, or the due date. This allows user to convey specific information within each document cycle. For example, if a business pays office rent, user can create automated document and select the description as the month for which the document is generated.When the document creation cycle arrives, the system will automatically display the month for which the document represents in the expense record. User can easily verify which month's office rent payment is being recorded. 1.3 Implement automatic document duplication for recurring document. When a document has been successfully created, if there is a need to generate a document with the same content as previously entered in the system, you can simply copy the existing document. This feature helps to save time and reduce repetitive work. 2. Introduce the function to connect with external systems such as Shopee, Lazada, especially for businesses with multiple stores. For businesses with multiple stores on Shopee, Lazada,The system has added the option to connect with the API of each store as needed. This allows the system to assist in automatically generating receipt and recording account. 3. Modify the format for adding and displaying product image in the product menu. For businesses that need to add product image for each product code, you can now click the Bookbutton to add image on the product information page. You can add up to a maximum of 5 image, saving time when adding product image through the product menu. 4. Add the ability to specify purchase discount and selling prices on the product information page. For businesses that specify multiple purchase and selling prices for productYou can define discount as need. The discount format can be chosen as either a fixed amount in Thai baht or a percentage. When using the product code to generate document, the system will automatically retrieve price and discount information. 5. Introduce a data spreading button for addresses when copying address information into the program. For user who need to add contact name and addresses,When receiving address information from customer or partner, you can copy the address and paste it into the address field. Then, by clicking the Spread Data button, the system will automatically distribute the address data to the desired field. This helps save time in data entry.